FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, take control of the show. It's hour number three, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. And it's again here with you.
And men with
you. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, literally take control of the airwaves. Again, anything goes. Let's also invite you to the website, freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. Literally hundreds of people interact there on a daily basis. Thousands of posts are there for you to surf around through. So be sure you do it. It's absolutely free. It's fun. It's easy. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. It's a toll-free call. Won't cost you anything. Or go where all the good little prickly porcupines go. FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org.
You call them porcupines because that's the mascot of the Free State.
It is.
The representative, the animal representative, because the reason it is that way is because porcupines will leave you alone for the most part, and if you mess with them, you're going to get a bit of a hurt on
you.
Yeah,
you're going to be in trouble.
That's the intention. So they chose that over the snake, because snakes are kind of mean.
Yeah.
Porcupines are just nice little things.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a stuffed porcupine here in the studio.
We do, as a matter of fact. You picked that up.
I did. I thought it was great for
it's
us.
It's very cute. Collecting dust now. 1-800-259.
Stuffed animals do.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Government abstinence website. An array of people are getting angry about this, as they usually do when government gets involved with sex.
Yes.
Washington. An array of advocacy groups are calling on the federal government to take down one of its new websites, saying it presents biased and inaccurate advice to parents on how to talk to their children about sex. Parents, if you really need that much help talking to your kids about sex, I would suggest the last place to go is our federal government.
Absolutely. They can't do anything right, so who knows where they'll have you, what they'll have your kids doing when they start teaching sex.
The site, forparents.gov, with the number 4, because they're really hip, stresses the promotion of abstinence. Emphasizing abstinence is fine, said the advocacy groups, but the government also should stress the need for contraception if sexual relations do occur. There's this misconception that giving young people negative information about contraception will encourage them not to have sexual intercourse, when all it will do is encourage them not to have contraception, so the strategy actually backfires, according to an official at the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States.
You know, I really do support the whole abstinence thing. I think it's great. I think it works best with churches when they get the kids to sign these little abstinence contracts and that
right.
kind of thing. I think that has a better chance of working.
But what they've found is that when kids sign the abstinence contracts, it just means that they start putting things in other holes.
Probably true.
Yeah. So isn't it kind of pointless?
Well, the biggest danger that your little girl has isn't AIDS. It's not gonorrhea. It's not syphilis.
It's a baby.
A baby.
Right.
And, I'm not saying I support any of this stuff, and I don't think it's brand new, because that's what my girlfriend had me doing in high school, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better thing, I guess.
It's a better thing when you say to not have sexual intercourse,
right.
traditional sexual
and,
intercourse.
You know, the whole abstinence argument can evolve from there. It can be not just abstinence of vaginal sex, but it'll be abstinence for other types of sex, too.
Well, that's what they're intending when they're saying abstinence, I think, but I don't know if they specify actually on the form that the kids sign, you will not have
I'm
this
sure
kind
they
of
have
sex
conversations,
kind of
though.
Sex.
I'm sure they talk to the kids about, you know, beforehand, because they don't just hit them with this contract, you know. This is long-term brainwashing.
Right.
And it's good brainwashing as far as I'm concerned. It keeps little girls from having babies too early.
Sure, we definitely don't want kids having kids. I mean, that's a terrible thing for society, obviously.
It takes longer and longer for people to grow up in this modern age, and
why do you think that is?
Because it's complicated.
What, growing up?
The life.
Or the modern age.
Life. The age is complicated.
I don't agree. I believe the reason why it takes longer and longer is because we have the government in charge of education. I believe that if it weren't for the government being involved in education, if we actually had a free market in education, we could have what we know of as high school graduates today by age 12 or something like that.
And they wouldn't have the maturity of high school graduates.
That doesn't... Have you met any high school graduates, Manwich? They don't have very much maturity either.
Well, most...
I don't think you have to have maturity to learn algebra, is what I'm saying.
That's probably true.
And I would think that... I think that one thing that really sets maturity in on kids is the real world. Going out and getting a job. You know, actually interacting with people outside of school.
I'm a big believer, too.
Right.
I think sending kids off just straight off to university isn't always the right thing to do.
I think that, again, if we had a free market in education, imagine, again, the computer industry. I love bringing up the computer industry when we talk about education because it's so unregulated.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not very much government control.
They're trying, though. The
government's working on it.
Giving it their best.
There's really not that much government control over the computer industry. And so there's all kinds of innovation. There's new products coming out all the time. There's new styles of computing and software and hardware, and things are constantly in a state of flux. Why can't it be the same way with education? Well, there's no reason why it can't be. It can be that way. Educational techniques could be refined and perfected, and there could be competing educational techniques. Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever has the most successful educational technique will become a multimillionaire.
I think the most telling part is that at the beginning of, you know, at the end of World War II, we were number one in education in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government started slowly taking over, the federal government, I should say, because
right.
the government was involved, but it was mostly local governments at that point. The federal government started taking control, and slowly we began to slip. Now we're nowhere near the top.
I think we're like number 50 or something.
Yeah, it's like 50.
Yeah,
we need that. The federal government 25. Needs to get its dumb ass out of education.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad. I mean, they are screwing up our kids so badly. There should not be a national debate on what is taught in high school. There shouldn't. Different places are different. Different kids are different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this should be as the parents should have the biggest say. And you know, I mean, I guess local communities, I can see that. But the federal government needs to keep its stupid ass out of education. It has just no clue, and all it's doing is brainwashing our kids into this socialist goose step. Mentality. They don't even question the government anymore. Now kids are saying, oh, it's just, yeah, I think that the media needs to be more, there needs to be more restrictions on the media. The government needs to approve stories.
One-third of high school students.
Nuts.
Believes that the government
crazy.
Should censor news.
And this is what we get. This is
it's
what
total
you get.
Brainwashing.
Yep. This is what comes down from those arguments like, should they pray in school or shouldn't they pray in school? Because everybody wants to
Everyone wants to impose his or her worldview slash viewpoint on everybody else's kids.
Yep.
And that's what's ruining it.
It's
that's
coercion.
What's killing it.
Yeah.
So I really think that if we had, again, if we actually had a free market in education, you would have children who, by the time they were six, were probably done with, what we know of as sixth grade. I mean, because literally...
Well, have you ever seen old primers from, you know, like the early 1900s? Have you seen what sixth graders were expected to know?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean...
Beyond my comprehension.
I was in high school not doing the kind of math that they had these kids doing in sixth grade.
It's beyond my comprehension. I've actually seen that. Yeah, somebody sent me a test one time that they had for kids that were like 11 years old, and it was
given to me by a college professor that I knew in high school. He would, you know, he took special interest in me, and he showed me this, you know, these books that he had that showed, you know, math problems and things that I wasn't doing at the time in high school, and I took trig and pre-calc.
It is amazing. We'll get back to this here, more about the abstinence thing, education, freedom in education, the free market, etc. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple.
Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section. You just go click updates and sign up. It takes you maybe a minute or two from that point on. We'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show, some sort of news that's happening, whether it's a new affiliate or a new Shriner that we're going to be putting up on the site, which we will be putting a brand new validated Shriner up on the site this weekend. So you can expect an update about that. So go and sign up. It's absolutely free. We're talking about the government putting up an abstinence website. The site is 4parents.gov, the number 4parents.gov. And, of course, they pissed some people off,
of course,
as a result of it, because apparently they're not really focusing on contraception, and that makes some people angry. The council, which also provides sex education materials, sent a letter addressing its concerns to Michael Leavitt, Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department. More than 100 organizations, primarily liberal advocacy groups, signed on, including the American Civil Liberties Union, the Human Rights Campaign, and Planned Parenthood. Leavitt said in a statement unveiling the site last week that it was designed for parents who are embarrassed about talking with their children about sex. And I think the embarrassment factor comes into play because of our Puritan past. Don't you, Manwich? Isn't that why sex is embarrassing to people?
Yeah, I guess.
That's got to be the only thing, right? Because we have this Puritan history in this country of people who are just, sex, don't talk about it.
I'll tell you, in when I was over in Italy, it looks like Showtime on their regular television.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when they're selling soap to you, you know, when you got a Lever 2000 commercial, mm-hmm. they're not just showing you the parts, you know, some of those 2000 parts. They're
really?
Showing you all 2000 parts.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And now, Europe's not perfect either.
No.
No.
I'm just saying that there's a difference.
They're dreadfully socialist over there.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that they're not socialist because they have openness about sex. I don't think the two tie together.
I think that people should be free to educate their kids however they want. I mean,
absolutely.
I should be free to educate my kids, you know, not being
exposed. I just don't think that you should be embarrassed about it. I just think that these people that are embarrassed about talking about sex with their kids just need to have a reality check. What could be more simple and easy to understand than sex?
What's kind of interesting to me is like now the Puritans, when they must have come over from England and some different places they came from. Yeah, there's
mm-hmm.
these the French Huguenots came over, and of course there's the Amish came from Germany and that kind of thing. These people must not have had big houses when they started. You know, the poor people
sure.
that came over and settled, they probably didn't have very big houses.
Shacks, most likely.
One room, two rooms.
Yeah.
Not big houses, I wouldn't think.
Certainly not a dining room, certainly not a family room.
Right, and
like
certainly
that.
Not
just somewhere to sleep.
Cinder blocks and bricks between you and your kids at night.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that probably sex was known to kids pretty young. I mean, I'll bet that the husband and wife had baby in the bedroom and, you know, probably mm-hmm. had sex while the baby was in the room.
Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong.
I bet a lot of people would think that's wrong.
What, to have sex while your baby's in the room?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What if it's a 3-year-old?
I mean, people do it with animals in the room, and they're probably, don't they?
Well, I guess the animal's never going to ask you questions about what you're
a
doing.
A baby isn't going to ask you questions either.
Well, if it's 3 years old, it might.
It might.
Like, what's the cutoff age?
I don't know.
Like, are you going to have sex with your teenager in the room?
I don't think that's a good idea, but I know that there's people in America right now doing it.
Do you think so?
Sure there are. There's poor people in this in this country that don't, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, they don't have that many rooms to live in.
And people want to have sex.
I just saw a show on TV, and, you know, I never get to watch television, so mm-hmm. every show that I get to see is
special.
Is important.
An event.
It is.
Right.
This one was on a family of four, I believe, four children. It was a mother, father, and then four children that adopted and took in another family whose parents had died, I guess. They weren't available. And
huh.
Of five kids. These were five kids they took in, so they had like 9 or 11 kids. I can't remember the number.
Whoa.
It was incredible.
And were they independently wealthy?
It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Oh, my God. 11 kids?
And this was a build my dream home show or something like that.
Right.
So the idea was is that they were going to build, you know, come in and knock down this 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And if you can imagine all that many people using two bathrooms.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
oh my
it's
God.
More than that, even, because you've got maybe the youngest children sleep in the parents with the bedroom.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, probably boys in one and girls in the other.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the way it would go. And all like
wow.
That. Anyway.
Can you imagine that? The lines for the bathroom in the morning?
I can't even. I think the boys go out in the backyard and pee, I would think.
Yeah. But, yeah. I do that.
Well, but there's nobody waiting. You just do it anyway.
I just do it for the hell of it.
You think it's fun.
Yeah. Why not? It's my backyard.
But anyway, I'm just saying that there's so many different places. And
sure.
This
great
family.
Point.
Yeah.
Everybody, and there's so many different values out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are definitely more sexually open than others. And I understand.
There's a big rise in what's a crime, actually, in the United States, is female circumcision of little girls. There's a big rise
in
this
work?
Because, well, they cut off the labia minora.
Okay.
And the clitoris is, you know.
So all the fun parts get removed.
Trimmed, yes. Gotcha. And the idea is this is done in Northern Africa.
This is going on in the United States?
Yes. Well, there's more immigrants from Northern Africa coming over to the United States, and they want their kids to be Northern, you know, Northern
Sexless.
Africans. Yeah. So they do the circumcision thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really horrible, but...
that is horrible.
You know, they're...
Should they be punished for that?
I think they should.
But isn't it their
If they cut
children?
Their daughter's fingers off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
cruel. That's
a sticky... That's a tricky situation.
It's very cruel.
I personally believe it's cruel, but again, they're coming from a culture where that's...
Really...
That's completely accepted.
I do not support female genital mutilation, and I don't support male genital.
I don't either. But I'm just telling you that they come from a culture where that's understood and accepted.
Wait a second. Do you understand that in our culture, it's understood and accepted to take little boys' penises and trim off the extra skin?
Right.
I mean, male genital mutilation is done in this country on a regular basis, and it is wrong. It's only done for aesthetic reasons, and some guys, think that it's better pleasure-wise, but these are the same arguments used. No matter what you think about female genital mutilation going on in Africa, you're doing it to your little boys in this country.
Hmm.
And it is wrong.
Well, the concept that predicates all of this is that you own your kids. Do you believe that's true?
Mostly.
Mostly. With the exception of cutting them up.
I don't think you should be able to cut up your kids. I don't think you should be able to kill them. But, you can't kill the kids. You can't mutilate them. No.
No. No. See, now, what would you have to say if... would you allow a kid to, de-own itself, to kind of detach itself? Divorce, isn't that the word they used a few years ago with that girl that divorced her parents, herself from her parents? At what age
emancipation.
Emancipation. What age would you allow a kid to do something like that?
What?
Like, let's say I'm... I'm sorry, I'm not clear. Let me say I'm 12 years old.
Okay.
And I don't like my parents. They made me go to my room too much. And so I've decided to strike out on my own. And I don't want these parents anymore. I'm going to go out and find some work at age 12 and go and find another group of people to live with. Can I do that?
No.
Why not? Am I not a sovereign individual at age 12?
No.
Why not?
Because parents are in charge till you're 18.
But they can't cut you up.
No.
It's interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Why 18? Why can't I be a sovereign individual at 17, 16, 14, 13, 12? Do you know what I mean?
I see
this
what
is
you
your
mean.
Show. It's Free Talk
That's
Live. I want to hear from you. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Wait. doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. You the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. That's right. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them. And we're podcasting the show as well. Proud to be leading the industry in podcasting, by the way. Everybody else is jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah. But we beat them to the bandwagon.
We did beat most everybody to the bandwagon.
Yeah.
All the big boy shows are now starting podcasting. And the key difference between Free Talk Live and the big shows is we don't charge.
No. They're charging for their podcast.
Do.
You've got to pay their monthly fee or whatever.
Exactly. So
conveniently taken out of your credit card or checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't get to write a check.
So you can go and grab the archives.
That's
grab
the cool
podcast
thing about freetalklive.com is that you're anonymous in most of the capacities there. You can you can go and look at our Shrine of Female Listeners. You can.
We don't care who you are as long as you're listening.
Mm-hmm. And we only have minimal identification for the bulletin board. We just want
just an email address.
An email address.
That's it. That way we can confirm that you're not using. You know, you're not trying to fake us out, basically.
Right.
And even if you really wanted to, you could fake us out. So, I mean, if you really know what you're doing, it's not hard.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, freetalklive.com. Go check it out. It's absolutely free. And vote for us, please. We give you free archives. Maybe you could do us a favor, scratch our back a little bit. If you're listening to this show right now, go to freetalklive.com. If you're on the internet, go to freetalklive.com and click vote for FTL. It's right there at the top of the page.
Isn't it the
what's new? It's all over.
Right.
It's at the what's new area. It's actually the number one news item right now on the site is the fact that we need votes.
We
need to get to the top of the list. We need to be number one again this month.
Because it's very important to be at the top of this list. It gets us more listeners.
Press coverage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both of those things are very important.
It will help spread Free Talk Live.
And press coverage brings press coverage.
Yes.
The press reads the press, and then they find out, oh, so here's something interesting, and then they just keep on going. So
exactly.
If you want Free Talk Live to be successful like we do, please vote for us.
And, yeah, that's all at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about kids, and somehow we ended up getting on to the subject of castration.
Yeah, genital mutilation.
Genital mutilation.
That's not castration, but yeah.
Where they are literally snipping off certain parts of one's body.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you, Manwich, well, you don't think that parents should be able to do this to their kids.
No, I don't.
They shouldn't be able to. Is circumcision is the word we're looking
circumcision.
For?
Circumcision.
Not castration. Thank you. Castration is like cutting it all off, right?
The parts that make you fertile.
Castration.
Yes.
Wait. Castration cutting off all the reproductive portions, correct?
Mm.
Circumcision is not quite the same.
No.
Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Castration is going to only basically make you, you know, impotent or, you know, not able to breathe.
Okay.
Like the castrati, the famous Italian singing, you know, guys, they were cut before.
I've never heard of them.
No. Well, this is 100 years ago, but they were cut, their testes were removed before they had reached puberty, so that they kept this nice high voice, and they would sing, you know, these soprano songs.
Really?
Kind of thing, yeah.
I had never heard of that. That is amazing.
Never have sex
with castrati.
Castrati.
Castration, to remove the testicles of a male
scalpel or emasculate to remove the ovaries of a female to spay. So when you spay your dog, you're
technically
castrating. Versus circumcision, the act of circumcising, religious ceremony in which someone is circumcised, the very surgical removal of part or all of the prepuce, the cutting around an anatomical part. And so my question, again, Manwich, is at what age, why is it 18 is the age of independence for kids?
It's one we picked.
Who picked it?
It was probably done through years of just belief that that's the time that people should be adults.
How do you know that? How do you know it wasn't just one of our congressional gatherings that just decided one day that 18 was appropriate for whatever reason?
I don't guess it really matters who invented it. It's a good number. It's a fine number.
You only say that because it's always been that way.
It's a fine
number. If that number was 16, you'd be saying it was 16 is a fine number, and if that number was 20, you'd be saying 20 is a fine number. You've been brainwashed into the system just like everybody else.
Why can't
you step outside the box?
I don't think that, for one, your system doesn't work. You can't say, oh, well, you know, the kids are sovereign individuals, because then a little kid, a little three-year-old, no! And then he's, no! And that's all they know how to say. At that point, they're establishing their independence,
mm-hmm.
and the only way they know how to do that is by saying no. And your system of saying that that kids are sovereign individuals themselves.
I think kids should be
dumb.
I think no. I think that parents should have dominion over their children
mm-hmm.
until such point as in which the child is prepared to strike out on his or her own.
Uh huh. And how old is that? How do you find that?
At whatever age they decide they're ready to strike out upon their own. So if you're 11 years old and you've decided that you don't want to live with your parents anymore, and you leave the house, or you emancipate yourself, then
kids can do that.
You're an adult.
Kids can do that
at that point. They can?
Yeah,
at age 11?
They can. Sure they can.
Please explain.
How can they leave the house all the time at 11?
Well, running away is a different story. I'm talking about actually proclaiming one's independence from one's parents and severing ties.
I think that... I don't think there's any point in it.
I'm not saying that a three-year-old is a sovereign individual. A three-year-old would never think to leave his or her parents. Would never, no matter how much, no matter how angry the three-year-old is because it doesn't get to eat dessert, it's not going to want to leave the house.
It might walk down the road. I think it limits parents. I left. I ran away. I walked down the driveway, which was a mm-hmm. good long driveway. I grew mm-hmm. up on a farm. I was walking down Highway 64 in Florida State Road 64.
Well, should the parents be able to call the cops and have them pick you up and bring you back?
Well, I tell you what, under your system, if the parents drive out and get the kid and put him in the car, they've kidnapped him. And then they're looking at jail time. Your system, nutty, stupid. Doesn't make any sense.
I am just grasping, trying to figure out a different way for us to handle kids coming of age.
The way we have it is fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's absolutely fine.
It's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
Because it's not fair to somebody who's 17. Like somebody who's 17, 364 days old.
Yeah.
They, for some reason, are mentally incompetent of making decisions for themselves. But when 24 more hours pass and they become 18 years old, now all of a sudden they're an adult with new responsibilities.
Well,
and I don't think that you can set an arbitrary number like that.
I think you can. I think we have been, and I think it's working.
We have said it, and it's inconsistently applied. It's 21 to drink. It's 18 to join the military. It's 17 to watch R-rated movies. It's 16 to smoke cigarettes.
Is it?
In some states, if you're 16 or under, I think you get in trouble for smoking. But if you're over 16, well, even though you're not legally able to buy them, you don't actually get in trouble.
Trouble for them.
Certainly,
you can drive at 16.
Yeah, drive. That's another one. Driving at 16.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's inconsistent. It's not even really 18, Manwich.
Sure, your kid can drive, and they're driving your car.
You can't drink at 18.
So?
So, some reason you're more mature at age 21 and more able to handle drinking? You'd agree that we should abolish the drinking age, wouldn't you?
I think that, I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Because it's fruitless.
It doesn't really do any good.
It doesn't stop the kids.
No.
1-800-259-9231. Should we abolish the drinking age? You think the drinking age is a good thing? We want to hear from you. Make the call. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the Saturday night edition. We're here live talking to you about whatever is on your mind. But if you don't call in, that means we have to bring stuff, bring up stuff that we want to talk about. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we have no problem doing that. 1-800-259-9231. Because we're opinionated, Manwich.
Yes, we are.
Opinionated talk show hosts.
We are opinionated talk show hosts.
And you can get interactive with us.
Neither conservative nor liberal.
No, no, we're not. We're pro-freedom on
yes,
Free Talk Live. Anyway, the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com is the place you need to go to check that out. If you are a lady listening to this show, we invite you to become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Just email us your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. We'd prefer if you email us a validated picture, which means you holding up a sign of some sort that proves that you listen to Free Talk Live, and then we'll add you to the validated section.
We have a new one of those, too, don't we?
We do, and she's going to be going up on the site sometime this weekend, so be on the lookout for that. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. So
now, if you want to be the first one to find out when she goes up, all you have to do is sign up for the updates.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. And that's at freetalklive.com, too.
Yep.
So we're talking about kids and the age of consent and drinking and being able to emancipate oneself from one's parents. And I, again, am trying to pressure Manwich into admitting that he's just wrong. Wrong. About the 18 being the age of adulthood, because some politician, some group of politicians at some point in the past decided it was so, decided that that was to be the case. I mean, if we're all
21 used to be,
21 used to be. Well, now it's all kinds of different ages, mm-hmm. as we revealed a few moments ago. I mean, 16 for driving, 18 for being an adult as far as contractual mm-hmm. obligations, 17 to watch movies, 21 to drink, 18 to join the military, etc.
And you can get special dispensation from a judge to say that you're emancipated at a younger age.
Okay.
It could be done.
Okay. It still wouldn't allow you to go and drink at age 18, even if you got emancipated from your parents.
Nope, it wouldn't allow you to go drink.
Somebody, we
and
created
I think the forbidden fruit is probably, it's what makes our kids binge drink.
I agree with that.
More so.
It's what makes drinking cool, the fact that they're not supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, I was in high school 8 years ago or whatever it was, 7 years ago, and it was huge back then. It was huge.
I used to drink, and I was in high school, 18 years ago, or 17 years ago, however long it was. And I used to drink till I was just, I'd fall down.
Yep.
It was incredible.
I just saw some statistics that revealed something like 1 out of 3 high school students admit to binge drinking once in the last 2 weeks. That's in the last 2 weeks from when that survey was taken.
It's funny what they call binge drinking.
Five drinks. The definition was five adult drinks.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. I mean,
it is a lot.
That's going to get you snookered.
It is, and considering I weighed 130 pounds in high school, but there are plenty of high school students that weigh a lot more than I do.
Well, I had a friend who was significantly heavier than I, mm-hmm. and he had 6 iced beers, and he was trashed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, kids are out there doing this all the time, and the laws just don't stop it. They just don't. In fact, the laws don't stop kids from driving. We've seen stories about kids 14 years old behind the steering wheel. Some 11-year-old tried to drive his parents' car to the shopping mall or something like that.
I think the problem with an 11-year-old driving to the shopping mall and then not having a law against it is the cop can't go after him and stop him.
What do you mean?
Well, you need to have laws against 11-year-olds driving.
Why can't they stop? I see what you mean as far as the
law. If you don't have a law, the cop can't do anything.
Well, that would be solved by private roads, man.
Oh, God. You and your frickin' private everything. Look, man, people need public roads and people need police officers.
I just think that, okay, so would
if
you
we could stop the drug war, you would give cops a chance to really do their job.
Yeah.
And that would be so much better.
It really would. Then maybe people wouldn't be so hating towards the police. So afraid of the
police. It's just the vice stuff that the cops do.
It really is.
Now, I know that, you know, you're a very rebellious guy, but cops do a great job out there. And the problem is
some cops.
It's their job.
Some cops do a great job.
Enforce vice.
My fiance knows somebody
who... anti-vice laws, I should say.
My fiance knows somebody who wants to join the DEA.
Mm.
Specifically for the reason of being corrupt. So, some cops are doing a good job.
I would say that's the reason some people join the Coast Guard, too.
Yeah, so they can go out and bring in loads of cocaine into the country and make buku bucks.
Yep.
Of course. Under the protection, the auspices of being official.
Yeah.
And it really is disgusting. When I found out about that, now, we don't really know this guy. I've just been contacting. She's just contacted him, and she found out that he wants to join the DEA. For the purpose of being crooked. That's his motivation. Not to get drugs off the streets, but the motivation is to do a little dealing on the side.
Sure.
Collect your federal paycheck of $70,000 a year or whatever it is that they get paid, and then maybe make an extra $150,000 on the side or maybe $1 million on the side from dealing
drugs. Well, you
better
not spend it. I don't think any DEA agents drive Ferraris. You better be careful about where you spend it.
Well, yeah, some of them, I'm sure, are more careful than others. Anyway, it just sickens me that's what the drug war is doing. It's attracting people like that to positions of power. I mean, it's nice to sit back and pretend like all cops are good, but they're not. As a matter of fact, since I bring it up, we might as well get to some corrupt cop stories. We haven't done those in at least a couple of weeks here on Free Talk Live, and so that means there are a couple of them that have stacked up. In an apparent case of jailers gone bad, KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City reported Wednesday that 3 current and 1 former Lincoln County jail guards have been arrested on various charges, including rape and distributing marijuana within the jail. All of the jailers are women, and three of them have been accused of having consensual sex with male prisoners.
That's rape?
But that is still rape in the eyes of Oklahoma authorities.
Huh.
We're going to get to more corrupt cops coming up, unless you've got a comment, you want to change the topic, you want to take control of the airwaves, do it at 1-800-259.
That's crazy to make those women sexual criminals, sexual predators based on that.
800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You might even say you can hijack them here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there when we're... When we're doing the show, we stream live. If it's not show hours, then there will be nothing there. So tune in. It's free at freetalklive.com. We've got a broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream as well. So it is not a one-size-fits-all operation here at Free Talk Live. Anyway, the Saturday night edition, only here for a few more moments, doing wrapping up the show with some corrupt cop stories. This out of Oklahoma City, Wednesday. Three current, one former Lincoln County jail guards been arrested on various charges, including rape and distributing marijuana within the jail. All of the jailers are women, and three of them have been accused of having consensual sex with male prisoners. But that is still rape in the eyes of Oklahoma authorities.
That's because Oklahoma authorities are idiots. It's so stupid to give these women sex charges.
Yeah.
And that come, and all the stuff that comes with it, you know, the registering and...
As far as I'm concerned, these women are heroes. I mean, because if you're in jail... If you're in jail, and, I mean, you're going to be hard up if you're in jail as far as, you know, getting a little action. And, hey, what could be better than being able to get a little bit of action and smoke dope at the same time. I mean, as far as if you're in jail.
I don't think that, I think that it might be a good idea to give all prisoners marijuana to keep them calmer. There wouldn't be any prison riots or anything like that.
Yeah, nobody's going to be flinging poo in prisons.
Right. Everybody will be a lot happier.
Right. So anyway, the sheriff says the fact of the matter is
custodial. They already medicate the heck out of them, give them all kinds of different psychotropic drugs.
Anyway, former jailer Misty Simon is also, she's got to be hot with a name like Misty.
What?
Is also charged in with introducing contraband into the jail based on allegations she sold and delivered marijuana to prisoners. In Fosteria, Ohio, hello, former police sergeant Nicholas Portenzo, age 43, is sitting in jail after being hit with six charges, crack cocaine possession among them. Mm. That's all we need is cops sitting in their patrol cars smoking up crack on the job. Mm. Relating to his stormy relationship with his ex-wife, he's also charged with felonious assault, two counts of disrupting public services, menacing by stalking and intimidation, according to the Seneca County Advertiser Tribune. The charges stem from a 2003 incident when Portenzo accosted his wife, Kathy, and allegedly threatened both her and his own life while he was under a restraining order to stay away from her. The pair are involved in an ongoing custody battle over their two children, and he was then denied bail, sits in jail awaiting a hearing. And
I don't really think that really proves anything that other than the cops are normal people.
No, absolutely, but it's a little frightening thinking that you've got a crackhead for a cop. And in Springfield, Georgia, because if they caught him with crack at home, there's a good chance he was smoking it on duty. Good chance.
Could certainly happen.
And in Springfield, Georgia, an Effingham County Sheriff's deputy was arrested March 8th after buying marijuana from an undercover officer, the Savannah Now website reported. Melinda Stewart Johnson of Statesboro was in the Effingham County Jail facing charges, lots of women this week,
yeah.
Facing charges of marijuana possession, criminal solicitation, and possession of a firearm during the crime. Sheriff Jimmy Duffy said.
Well, that's because she's a cop.
The sheriff focused on, and for some reason, having a firearm on you when you're doing a marijuana deal makes it worse.
Much, much worse.
The sheriff focused on Johnson only days after receiving reports she had previously bought marijuana. Duffy set up a sting operation in a local parking lot and snared the errant deputy, who was still on probation as a new employee.
Mm.
So she's probably not going to be able to keep her job.
No,
anyway,
probably not.
That is it for the Saturday Night Show. We will return Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time to bring you more Free Talk Live. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online. In the meantime, the fun still continues there at freetalklive.com. See you Monday night, 8 Eastern.
If you're tired...